Welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of NemosNewsNetwork.com, where we continue, with your help, to break the cycle of fake news. On this episode, the petrodollar is teetering on the brink of destruction, which could affect the whole world, including us, especially us in the United States. Russia is moving to leave multiple European treaties. Ukraine has bombed one of their own apartments, and of course, blamed it on Russia. The EU has authorized crickets for consumption to be put into the food products as cricket powder. And the Declaration of North America, whatever that is, with Canada and Mexico from Biden. It could be the North American Union coming back. Another sodomite couple accused of raping their adopted special needs Christian white children and creating pornographic content and pimping them out to other gays. You don't see straight people do this nearly as often. Although Madonna herself has been accused of pornography and child trafficking in South Africa now. Although I don't know what she is at this point, but I doubt it's straight. The CDC busted again, hiding adverse reactions. Some people are finding opportunity to make huge profits by smuggling eggs from Mexico into the U.S. The classified documents at Biden's house happened at the same time that Hunter was making millions representing the spy chief of China, according to his own words. And Jamie Lee Curtis, the actress, busted for her own Podesta art hanging on the wall, a little boy naked in a box. And the gulag in Brazil continues to grow after the communist coup backed by our own CIA and government recently happened. All of this and much more coming up after a short word from our Patriot sponsors. Here we go.
Everyone knows vitamin C is essential. Researchers found store-bought potatoes lost over half their vitamin C value since 1951. That means you have to eat twice as many potatoes to block damage-causing free radicals and grow and repair tissues in all parts of your body. And what's that going to do for your waist? Another option? Introducing the new liposomal vitamin C from RedPillLiving.com. It tastes like pure liquid sunshine. Take it by spoon or mix it in a smoothie or yogurt. Then, our breakthrough liposomal technology delivers the powerful serving right where you need it most. Go to RedPillLiving.com/C and give it a try. It's FDA certified, heavy metal free, Prop 65 compliant, gluten-free, and non-GMO. It's redpillliving.com/C. Your waistline will thank you.
So Zelensky is calling Russia war criminals yet again after they allegedly struck an apartment building and killed around 44 people, including four children. A lot more people were hurt. Russia is, of course, denying, because why would they want to waste their ammo on residential buildings or social infrastructure? They go after the military targets that are trying to shoot back. But before resigning suddenly, in utter disgrace, for some reason, an advisor to Zelensky, the puppet president of oligarch Kolomoisky, and former actor, current actor really, actually initially had said that this was a errant Ukrainian anti-air defense missile. I guess this is a case where mistaken honesty got him fired. He's probably trying to avoid going to a gulag or something if he doesn't say the right thing. The schism grows more permanent and larger all the time between the East and the West. Russia has now moved to exit 21 different European treaties with the Council of Europe. And, as I have been warning for years, the petrodollar is going to die. And Saudi Arabia just put the final nail in the coffin. They are signaling that they are open to trade in other currencies for their oil. And if the US dollar loses the monopoly of being the world's reserve currency, which is traded for the petro oil, then we will no longer be the petrodollar, and therefore, what need does the world have for the United States dollar as the reserve currency from that point on? Just like the pound of England, we will no longer be the reserve currency. Chinese puppet Joe Biden has just signed a Declaration of North America with Canada and Mexico. They may be attempting to resurrect the North American Union deal in the chaos of today. The European Union has now authorized crickets to be added to people's food supply. Meanwhile, here's loser Brian Stelter from CNN, at least he used to be, at the World Economic Forum on a panel next to a woman saying that the U.S. will soon have illegal hate speech laws, because apparently the Jews at the World Economic Forum already know that the Jews in the United States plan to outlaw anti-Semitism, which is really typically legitimate criticism of Jewish rule, which is what we are under, de facto. Jewish rule. They're behind it all. Look anywhere. The vaccine companies, the vaccine inventors, the porn, Hollywood, politics, government, banks. We could just keep going on down that list. Most of the genocides, most of the wars between Christians that have ended up with 50% of the white people who would be alive today dead because of these Jewish-caused wars between whites. And that's their MO. Get Christians to kill Christians. Look at what's going on in Russia right now. All of these Russian soldiers signing up to go into the meat grinder in Ukraine where Jews are fighting Jews. Putin's a Jew. He's a crypto-Jew. He's admitted it. And also, Zelensky is a Jewish puppet of a Jewish oligarch, Kolomoisky, who's really telling him what to do. Meanwhile, Western nations, primarily white Christian nations, are giving all of our money and all of our weapons, so much so that our own military may go without ammo, according to our own naval leaders, as I recently reported, to Ukraine to fight Christians. And the Azov so-called Nazis are actually Jews, as I've also recently exposed and reported. It's a big con, and they're getting billions and billions of dollars from countries around the world, white Christian nations that are eating this up and depleting our ability to defend ourselves against the monster. No, the beast that's rising. The noticing is happening, and they can't stop it. People are realizing who runs the world. In Brazil, the gulags continue to grow, full of innocent prisoners. And now, one senator is boldly saying that Lula, the president, knew about the storm on Congress and must be impeached. There is, after all, a supermajority conservative win across the board in their legislative body, which is another marker that Bolsonaro was the true victor in this presidential election. They just didn't have the control to cheat every race the way they did here. Another gay activist couple busted adopting special needs Christian white children and then raping them, pimping them out, and making pornography with them. This is why you don't give little boys to gay men. For the same reason that the Boy Scouts were basically sued into bankruptcy because of all of the rapes of the gay men on the little boys. Because sodomites will sodomize children very often. The statistics are through the roof, and about 50% of those children will go on to become sodomizers of children. And thus the cycle continues until breakdown. Sodom and Gomorrah, which is where we are now. Where not only is it happening, but governments are willingly and gladly stealing children from wholesome families and giving them to sodomites to rape, and transgenders to pervert and indoctrinate into becoming transgenders, like in California. Biblical-level evil is here. And Madonna herself has also been accused of pornography and child trafficking in Southern Africa. The Ethiopian World Federation, no less, is urging the president of Malawi to investigate. Worth mentioning, she has adopted many black orphans, many of which have chosen alternative sexual identities. Is this just another pervert with kids? The U.S. Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, has been exposed once again trying to kill people. They did not include serious adverse events like heart inflammation on the post-vaccination surveys, even though the agency knew the issues could be linked to COVID-19 vaccines. Once again, covering up the harm so that people would die. We've seen nothing but a systemic, widespread pattern a foreknowledge and cover-up, with an obsessive push to have as many take the poison before people wake up to the truth as possible, to inflict as much damage as possible before people wake up. In Mexico, you can still buy eggs for 10 cents a piece, and people are realizing that there are arbitrage opportunities to smuggle eggs into the United States. That is where we are. Famine is coming. It is worth mentioning that the classified documents found at the Biden house where Hunter was renting for $50,000 a month, mysteriously, and Joe Biden's car was parked right in front of the stack of unguarded classified paperwork, that all of this was happening at the same time that the text messages confirmed that Hunter was making millions of dollars also, maybe that's how he was paying that big rent, for representing the effing spy chief of China. That's in his own words. Al Gore is back, and he says the world is gonna end if we don't stop global warming, just like he did 20 years ago. This chart basically demonstrates the alarmism around global warming. It's really just a bunch of man-made fear porn. It has no real basis in scientific method, although scientism and scientific method have long since departed company. And they definitely fake it, as we saw with the ClimateGate emails. The actress Jamie Lee Curtis is under a lot of criticism right now for posting a creepy, disturbing photo of a young naked little boy in a box on social media. I hope that you have found this video to be of some value. If you did, please consider liking, sharing, and even subscribing and perhaps supporting our mission to continue to wake people up and trigger the World Economic Forum. You can shop Patriot with our Patriot sponsors at nemosnewsnetwork.com/sponsors. We have incredible options, incredible must-have products to harden your immune system, the best vitamins, the best coffee, the best products, period. Everything's backed by our Patriot promise. If you're not satisfied, you get your money back. I'm going to leave you with a video from RFK talking about where we are on the vaccines.
Which is, when I was writing my book, one of the, you know, the most momentous and shocking discoveries that I encountered and that I made, you know, in my research was seeing the deep involvement of the intelligence agencies in this public health space. Mm-hmm. The last chapter of my book shows this series of tabletop exercises, about 20 tabletop exercises that took place between 1999 that was sponsored, all of them by the CIA, but involving a lot of, you know, important hundreds of thousands of people took part in these pandemic simulations. And what each one of them did, and by the way, the people who were taking part in them were from Europe, United States, Canada, and the rest of the world, the rest of the Western world. And they, Australia, Mexico, for example, they were public health officials. They were for frontline responders. They were people who worked for utilities, hospital systems, politicians. There were big shots at each one, Bill Gates, Madeleine Albright, Tom Daschle. And to give them kind of an imprimatur of legitimacy. But what they each did was they'd take a simulated pandemic and they'd show what the response was. And the response was not a public health response. It was the imposition of totalitarian control. Mm-hmm. So they weren't talking about providing vitamin D to people or stockpiling, you know, or quarantining the sick and, you know, and keeping constitutional rights, which is something that you got to think of in a pandemic, mm-hmm. et cetera. They weren't doing any of that stuff. What they were doing is, how do we use this pandemic to suppress free speech, to censor social media and the media, to close churches, to lock down society, to force people to wear masks, and then funnel them into the chute of mass vaccination with a quickly created and untested zero liability vaccine. Every one of them does the same thing. None of them is about public health. It's a militarized and monetized response. And they're play acting all of these strategies for how do we get Americans to go along with us. Well, the CIA, and you know, has for many, many years has studied ways of doing not only individual manipulation, but doing mass manipulation of society. How do you go into a developing country or an indigenous country, turn the population, cause so economic chaos, shut down the economy, polarize people against each other and create violence and chaos to the point where that country will be happy to have an outside you know,
Machiavellian
and
stuff.
And come in and control the whole thing. And how do you sow fear and use propaganda, et cetera? One of the ways the CIA figured out all of these methodologies, which it's put in handbook after handbook, and, you know, the CIA does not do public health, by the way. It does coup d'etats against democracy. So between 1947 and 1998, the CIA was involved in 87 coup d'etats against a third of the nations on Earth, most of them democracies. So that's what they do. The way that they studied this is they farmed out studies to sociologists at about 300 universities. These were programs called MKUltra, mm-hmm. MKSurge, Operation Artichoke, et cetera. But it was all done by the universities, billions and billions of dollars. One of those studies took place in the 1960s and 70s, and it was done by early 1970s by a guy called Stanley Milgram, who was a young associate professor at Yale. And Milgram recruited people from every walk of American life, black people, white people, students, professors, professionals, every kind of American. He would put the subject in a room, sit them on a chair, and there was a dial in front of them. And they were told there was a person in the next room who was tied to a chair. And when they turned this dial, it would administer an electric shock to that person. That person in the other room was actually a Confederate and was an actor. And the doctor, Dr. Milgram, who was wearing a stethoscope and a white lab coat, so he had this kind of imprimatur of authority, he would tell the people, turn it up. They could hear the subject screaming, shouting, pleading, begging, crying in the other room and struggling. And all of the people who recruited begged the doctor to allow them to stop. But the doctor said, no, higher, higher. Well, if you can look this up in Wikipedia and actually reports it accurately, it's called the Milgram experiment. 67% of the people turned it up to 250 volts where it was marked potentially lethal. So they knew not to do that. And every value they had, they had to compromise to do that, but they did it because they were taking orders from somebody that they believed was a trusted authority. Mm-hmm. And that's what Milgram concluded, that if you have somebody who's dressed up like a doctor, 67% of the people will violate their most deeply held values. And okay, so we've got, we're just in a huge Milgram experiment here. We got Anthony Fauci in his white lab coat telling people it's okay to get rid of jury trials, which they did. Against anybody who's involved in a countermeasure. It's okay to suppress free speech. We all know better than that. It's okay to close every church in our country for a year. Mm-hmm. We know you can't do that. Mm-hmm. There's no pandemic exception in the United States Constitution. And by the way, the framers knew all about pandemics. There were two pandemics during the Revolutionary War, a smallpox and a yellow fever pandemic The smallpox epidemic actually stopped us. We'd already taken control of Montreal. Canada would have been part of the United States except for that pandemic. Between the end of the revolution and the signing of the Constitution, there were epidemics in almost every city that killed tens of thousands of people, cholera, yellow fever, smallpox, et cetera. So they knew all about it. Mm-hmm. They did not put an epidemic exception in the United States Constitution. And so these people knew, okay, you don't abolish property rights. You don't close 3.3 million businesses without due process, without just compensation. You don't completely shut down the Fourth Amendment right to be free of warrantless searches and seizures. And now you've got to show your medical records mm-hmm. to get into a public building. Mm-hmm. This is all against our Constitution. So we all know you don't violate the Bill of Rights. They violate every single one of the first 10 Bill of Rights, except for the Second Amendment. And so people knew better. They did it anyway. Here's the good news, is that 33% of the people that Milgram recruited got up and walked out. And the people that you're having on this show today are part of that 33%. Mm-hmm. And, there's Republicans in that 33%. There's Democrats in that 33%. And that's where the realignment is. Mm-hmm. And, the way that I look at it, I don't hold it against people who are in my family or other people who have been subjected to this propaganda psyop, right? And they're doing what they're told, and they're trying to do the right thing to obey the trusted authorities, and they're terrified and fear, incapacitates you. So I don't blame them, but what I see that our job is to fight for them until they can wake up and start fighting for themselves.
You did.